We start off with a look at schools in a variety of ways today. Of course, first and foremost, schools reopening, when they will, whether they should, and whether teachers are confident about walking in to the education opportunity, because there is a refuse to return movement that's growing and pressure is building on the state, a lot of states, not just New Jersey, to provide more health and safety protections. And in lieu of that, to delay the opening of schools, the American Federation of Teachers back in June did a survey, and they found about 3 out of 4 educators said they would be okay going back into the classrooms if schools had measures put in place like social distancing, ventilation, cleaning, face coverings, you know, the basics. And this past Monday, there's this group in New Jersey called NJ21. And their members called county school superintendents asking them to support the movement to keep schools closed. And tomorrow, their week of action is going to conclude with a social media day, letter writing to the governor, and what they call a motor march in Trenton. NJ21's called for schools to stay closed until the state reports 14 days with no new COVID-19 cases. School districts should be shifting resources and training toward improving remote instruction. The group says instead of focusing what they say is narrowly on how to open school buildings with social distancing and COVID screenings in place. And in tandem with that, about 2 weeks ago, Marie Bliston, who you've heard here on the show a few times, she's the head of the NJEA, she said that she did not feel New Jersey's schools should open on their typical couple of days after Labor Day opening. She gives the reason as COVID-19 doesn't stop at the schoolhouse door. And on this past Wednesday, she cranked up her concerns, said schools may have to stay shut until January. Of course, the Murphy administration is not exactly providing clarity on all this. There's been a variety of messages that sort of empower both the many sides of this equation. Officially, the governor says he wants schools to reopen the doors by September, but he has stepped back from issuing a solid order on this. Told the state's 500 plus school districts to make their own decisions on what the reopening might look like, and if that's not enough, Murphy has also told parents that they have the option of allowing the children to stay home and take classes online. But having said all that, under state guidelines that came out last month, districts have to publicize reopening plans at least 4 weeks before classes start in the fall. We're at that point now, give or take. Despite extensive planning, school leaders recognize that their plans have to change as new education health guidance is released. But just as a display of the variety of paths that the variety of schools in New Jersey are taking, we did this a couple of weeks ago. Let's look at some of the plans a few of the schools have. Show you the variety of ways that this whole thing is being approached. Let's go to Northern Highlands. They're going to rotate 3 groups of students who will come to school every third day. Under the arrangement, 475 students will be in the building at the same time instead of the usual 1,400. Hallways will be one way, sort of like when you go into a Walmart. Of course, we know how great people respond to that concept. Desks will be 6 feet apart. Masks will be required. Officials are still undecided on whether or how to start sports and clubs. Hopefully better than Major League Baseball has done so far. Not all students will return to the high school in September. In surveys, 10% of parents said they're going to keep their students at home in the fall, which plays into the offer by the governor. If you want to have your child stay home, do remote learning, then you can do that. Let's go to Dover. That's where schools are going to assign a health aide to monitor staff and students upon their arrival, check and record symptoms of COVID-19. They'll dedicate an area in schools to isolate anyone who shows any symptoms, sort of like COVID-19 detention, I guess we can call it. The district expects to bring students back for shortened days, and the school is going to still distribute meals, but it most likely won't happen in a sit-down lunch type of breakfast style like they normally have. And while they've secured computer devices for all the students who need them, they're still trying to figure out ways to make sure that they're all connected to the internet at home. The plan for Glen Rock Elementary School students will split into two groups, with half attending in the morning, rest in the afternoon. During an hour-long break between those sessions, the school and classrooms will be cleaned and sanitized. Students who will be in school for about 3 hours will also take part in virtual learning in order to complete a mandatory 4-hour minimum for the school day. Kids can't bring items from home that includes drinks, bags, or books. They'll have to wear face mask coverings throughout the school day. The middle school and high school will use an A and B day rotation system. That means half of the students attend on their designated day, while the other half learns virtually. Siblings will be placed in the same group, sort of keep the family together and certainly make transportation easier for the parents. And let's make our final stop as I have a whole list here. I don't want to go through all of them because there's a lot of similarities between schools. I'm just trying to show the difference. Randolph. That district is looking at three options for the fall. One would bring students back for in-person instruction full-time. Alternative would allow for students to return every school day, but with an early release schedule, possible child care options, and a third would allow students and staff to come to school on a rotating basis. The district would follow this plan if it determines it can't safely house or transport all the students. Because busing is going to be a challenge, students will be required to wear a face covering, and families will be likely responsible for screening the children prior to letting them get on a bus. So up to now, and if you're wondering about whether or not your school has a plan, I believe all the schools, or at least most of them, are posting their opening plans on their respective school websites. So you can refer to that to see what your school is planning, and again, take the governor up on his offer if you don't feel comfortable and opt for the full online learning experience for your son or daughter.